Hi guys, it's Ezra. So, I wasn't going to post anything today just because it's been a really hard day for me today. My depression part of my bipolar has been rearing its mighty ugly head. And just making today very hard just to even want to function. And that's with medication. And everything else that I try to do to feel better, and I just, today has been a rough day, and I wasn't going to post anything, like I said, but then I got decided that, you know, I guess I really should, for maybe people who have bipolar depression, depression in itself, or maybe for people who don't know what it's like to feel this way. Like, you're constantly in your head about every little thing, and everything turns into a negative thought. You don't want to do anything. You don't want to feel anything. You don't want to think anything. No, and it's not that you don't want to be happy. And, you know, I've had people tell me, oh, just think happy thoughts and you'll be happy. If it was that simple, oh my gosh, that would be fantastic. But it's not. You know, bipolar and depression and anxiety and ADD and ADHD and anything like that, you know, any of the mental illnesses, it's a chemical imbalance in your brain. And even on medication, you are going to have your good days, you're going to have your bad days, you're going to have your days where it could go either way. And the days that the depression part kicks up, oh, I would take my manic days where I'm go, 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 go. And at least those days I feel, oh, I don't want to say normal, but normal. And it's hard when you try everything in your power not to sob, to not just crawl back into bed and sleep your day away. And there's nothing that maybe sets the day off to that way. It's just depression rearing its nasty, evil, violent head at you. And there is nothing you can do about it except for hope for the best. And today has been a tremendously hard day for me. Nothing in particular set this day off. And to make me feel the way that I do. And it's just, I tried taking a walk outside. I just came back from one. And usually walking outside, sorry, a vehicle just went by, so I had to stop. Normally walking outside kind of helps. It, in a way, it kind of like clears my head a little bit. And I know I have many things to be thankful for, and I am. You know, my friends and family, as far as I know, they're all happy and healthy. Well, at least healthy. I don't know about happy, but it's just, today has been one of those days where I just want to curl into a ball and watch videos or listen to music that makes me sob. And I've refrained from doing that because it doesn't do me any good to do that. But it's been hard not to just curl into a ball and watch videos, like music videos, or just videos in general, like on YouTube, or listen to particularly sad music and just curl up into a ball and just sob my whole day. I had to force myself into putting my contacts in instead of spending the whole day in my glasses, because if I knew that if I did that, I would watch videos or listen to music that would make me cry. And if you have contacts, you know how it is to cry in contacts. They make your eyes hurt. if you cry in them a lot. And I've tried loving up on my dogs, and usually, you know, petting them a lot helps my mood. And it did help a little bit, but it's one of those days where I really wasn't going to share. But I come to the conclusion that on my bad days, I really should share with you guys that, you know, bipolar or any other mental disorder is not anything to hide about or be ashamed about. And, you know, I've always seen those memes, like, on, you know, social medias that tell you that, you know, you shouldn't be ashamed of your mental health. And I guess I've always seen those on days where my mental health wasn't bad. And today, those just kind of struck me as, you know, yeah, you really shouldn't be ashamed of those bad days. Or even those neutral days where you're really just, eh. It's one of those days like, yeah, today, there's nothing bad about it. There's nothing overly good about it. It's just an even keel kind of day. And yeah, when you have mental depression, mental, you know, health problems, it's hard sometimes. And sometimes you just want to cut yourself off from everyone, or at least I do. And I get really super quiet just because I don't want to talk to people, because I'm afraid that I'm going to say something that maybe comes across as mean, and it's not my intention. You know, it's just that, and I'm in my mind, I'm in my head about everything. And I don't want to talk to people too, on the sheer basis of, you know, besides not wanting to come across as maybe being mean, I don't want to come across, I don't want somebody to say something to me and I totally take it out of proportion, and that sets me off to being either upset, angry, cry. And there's nothing wrong with being, you know, upset, angry, or crying. But when there's no reason behind it that you can pinpoint, and it was just a conversation with somebody or a phrase or a word that they said, and you know deep down in your heart that they meant nothing bad by it, but your mind is basically playing tricks on you, saying, oh, well, they meant that, you know, even though they said, you know, your dinner that you cooked up was a little off, it wasn't maybe meant to be bad. They were just noticing that something wasn't quite right with you. And it might be their own way of asking you if you're okay, and you take it as they think that you're the world's worst person in the world because your dinner didn't live up to your normal, you know, standards, I guess, of what you make, how you cook it, things like that. And, you know, it's when you get into your mind, whether it's your anxiety or your depression or whatever your mental illness may be, and everybody has, I think, something to a small degree. And sometimes when you're aware that you have a mental disorder, it's harder because you just want to withdraw into yourself sometimes. And you don't want to be around people, and you don't want to talk to people, and you just want to have the white flags, so to speak, flying over your head going, I need help, but I don't know how to ask for help. Or, you know, the white flag representing, you know, the imaginary white flag over your head just flying going, I'm not okay, but I don't want to talk about it. I need to get out of my funk. And I need to get out of my own head. And sometimes it takes you a day or two just to get out of your own head. And you look back and you're like, wow, that's just, there was nothing that sparked that other than my own mind not cooperating. And I don't know, I guess maybe one thing that kind of got me today was, it hit me that in a little over a year, my only child is going to be going away, spreading her wings and going to college and not living at home. And that might have been part of what my day was today, was, you know, realizing that my little girl's not so little anymore. And realizing that my job as a full-time parent is going to be bounced down to a part-time parent when she's gone, because, yes, I know she'll still need me and her dad. Sorry, just a loud vehicle went by. But my job as a full-time parent will be done in a little over a year. And I know I shouldn't worry about that, because I still have, you know, like 13 months of my kid being at home, being a senior in high school. But sometimes those things just kind of hit you full force and you don't realize it until you think. And now I got to find something else to do with my time that I had spending with her to do something else when she's gone and she doesn't need me as much as she used to. And that's probably part of it. And I think part of it too is just my depression just kind of kicked up and said, hi, I haven't bugged you in a while, so I'm going to do it today. And, you know, I had somebody stop by, and yes, social distance, mask, everything here. They came by to drop something off, and they looked at me, and they're like, are you all right? I'm like, yeah, it's been one of those days. I didn't know how else to explain it, because I really don't know that person all that well, and, you know, I didn't feel comfortable face-to-face explaining to them what my problem was, you know. But I'm putting this out here. I'm giving a little bit of my soul to you guys by telling you I'm having a rough day and I can't do anything about it. And I just hope that if anybody hears this, they know that they're not alone on days like this, that everybody has them and everybody has a varying degree. But you're not alone, and you'll have your good days, you'll have your bad days, and you'll have your days. I don't know, I just wanted to share with you guys. Originally, I wasn't going to do anything. You know, I was going to try to keep all of my podcasts kind of upbeat and happy, and, you know, but I figured, no, you guys really should know that I have those days too where functioning is a pain. And I just, you know, if anybody out there has days like that, you're not alone. They will eventually go away, but yes, they will rear their ugly head again. But hopefully you have more good days or neutral days than you have of the days like today that I'm having. So, if anybody ever needs to talk, just send me a voice message or whatever, and has questions to send me a voice message or something, and I will try to address it in a podcast in the future. So, you guys, thanks for listening, letting me vent. I appreciate it. You guys have a good rest of your day.